And so, to summarize this last program, we see how the vision of a Messiah, either arriving or returning to judge or redeem mankind, has haunted human history since the beginning of time. And no doubt, this particular vision will, in one form or another, continue to provoke and challenge till life on this earth comes to an end.
The Annunciation by Geoffrey Parkinson, with Michael Gambon as the husband and Eva Stewart as the wife.
Be careful coming down the stairs, Graham.
What?
Oh. I said, be careful coming down the stairs.
I shall be all right. Only when I'm going upstairs, the doctor said I had to take it slowly.
The doctor said be careful on the stairs. He didn't just say going up the stairs, Graham. He said the stairs, be careful on the stairs.
Oh, don't fuss.
You don't want another heart attack, do you?
Oh, I've got your book, Myra.
Oh, you're going to the library then?
I thought so. Yes, dear.
Only I was going to have dinner.
It's overdue.
What?
Your book is overdue at the library.
Why don't you have dinner before you go out? Get something warm inside you.
I don't want anything warm inside me.
It's a cold day. Don't want to risk catching another chill, do you, Graham?
Well, I've got my coat on now, dear. I think I'll go right now if it's all right by you.
You know how difficult it is when you want to eat at a different time.
Look, I think I should get that book back as quickly as I can, Myra. It was due back on the 15th. That was a week ago.
An hour won't make any difference, Graham.
Well, someone might be waiting for it, Myra. You can never tell. They might be standing at the desk waiting for it when I arrive.
Oh, very well. But don't be long.
Do you want me to get you another one?
Another book?
Yes.
Not like that last one. I couldn't get into that one. When I can't get into a book, I put it on one side and then it gets overdue.
Well, I shan't be long. I'll try and get you something you like.
I must be able to get into it.
Very well, dear.
Oh, Graham, what was that?
What was what, dear?
Something at your feet. Piece of paper. Fell out of that book.
Ah.
Don't you pick it up. I'll pick it up. You don't want to strain your back again, do you?
Oh, it's nothing.
Nothing?
It's a text. A religious text.
How did that get in the book?
I don't know, dear. I'll be off then.
What's it say?
The piece of paper?
Yes.
The secret things belong to the Lord. Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, chapter X, I can't read Roman numerals, verse 29.
Is that all it says?
Yes.
Oh, well, goodbye then, dear. Do be careful of the traffic, Graham. You don't want to get run over, do you?
There is 35 pence to pay on this book.
How much?
35 pence.
Oh. It's only a week overdue.
It is a week overdue. That is so. 35 pence.
35p for only a week?
5 pence a day, 7 days, total 35 pence.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. My wife...
Your wife?
My wife didn't remember. She forgot.
Your change.
It was my wife's book. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, I'd like to take this book out now, if I may.
You would like to take this book out now?
Yes, please. It's for my wife as well.
Your wife?
Yeah, just as the last one was.
I have stamped it.
Thank you.
Return in 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I'll make sure of that this time, yes. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, bye-bye.
You're not sitting in a draught, are you, Graham?
No. No, thank you, dear.
This is a really nice story, Graham.
Yes, dear.
You picked a good one this time.
Yes, dear.
It's about a couple who can't have children, try as they may.
Yes, dear.
It's not sad, Graham, not sad at all. Well, it is a bit sad, but there are lots of funny bits.
Oh, yes, dear. Are there?
I must knit you a new cardigan. Keep your chest really warm in the winter.
My chest is really warm. Thank you, dear.
When you go out, I mean.
When I go out, it is really warm, dear. Thank you. I'm still wearing the pullover you knitted me a month ago, you know.
I don't think you wore it when you went out to the library this morning, did you? Before dinner?
No, dear.
And now you've picked up something on your lungs, haven't you?
I don't think I have, dear.
I heard you cough.
I was just clearing my throat.
That's what a cough is, Graham. Clearing the throat. You've got a cough. On your lungs.
I don't...
Tonight I'm going to rub all over your chest with something.
Oh.
And you must take two aspirin and have a hot drink.
Oh, very well, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, the husband thinks he'd like to adopt.
What?
In this book, the husband decides he'd like to adopt, but he doesn't discuss it first with his wife, as any sensible man would. Not that he isn't sensible about most things, but about this particular thing, he turns out not to be sensible at all, really. Well, not what most people would call sensible anyway, which is why it's such a funny book. Do you follow me, Graham?
Yes, dear.
I mean, if he was sensible, it wouldn't be funny at all, would it? Well, it couldn't be, could it?
No, I suppose sensible things are not usually funny. Are they, dear? No.
No. Well, anyway, in this book... Do you want me to tell you what happens in this book, Graham?
If you like, yes, dear.
Well, in this book, he, the husband, decides he'd like to adopt a child, as I said, without telling his wife, because, you see, he thinks it would be such a nice surprise for her just to come back with a baby in his arms as near as he can to Christmas Day, you know, and say, "This is for you, Margaret." That's his wife's name. You can't have the baby. Margaret.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
well...
It's so amusing. Are you in a draught there, Graham?
No. I don't think so, dear.
Well, now, anyway, along goes this husband to the orphanage. On his own, if you please. And without so much as asking anybody, he starts peering in at all the baby's cots, seeing which one he thinks his wife would like. But as you'd guess, it isn't long before the matron comes up to him. And she says to him, well, let me read what she says to him and what he says to her. She says, excuse me, but who exactly are you? And then he answers her, I want my wife to be a mother. How much do babies cost? How much do babies cost?
You know how much I had to pay this morning, Myra?
What?
On the last book.
Didn't you think that was funny, Graham?
Yes, very, Myra. I had to pay 35p.
The book, I mean.
I mean the book.
This book. Don't you think this book is funny?
Yeah, I suppose it is, yes. Just you think what I could have bought for 35p.
Well, I think it is anyway. That's two babies.
Well, I think 35p is a lot of money. Now I'm not earning.
Oh, dear, I just can't put it down, Graham.
I think I'll go to bed.
Is your heart playing you up, dear?
No, no.
Is anything playing you up?
No.
Your head? Have you got a headache?
No, just a little.
It's the cough, isn't it?
No, I want to go to bed. There's nothing the matter with me. I just want to go to bed.
Oh, all right then, dear. I'll make you a bottle.
I can do it. You read your book.
Oh. Oh, Graham. Hey, look what I found again in this book.
Oh?
It's another text from the Bible.
Good heavens.
It says, Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be Emmanuel.
I think I've got it back on time this time.
You're one day early.
Well, better early than late, eh?
You said?
I said better early than late, eh? With the book, better early than...
Yes.
And I'd like to take this book out now, if I may.
Very well.
My wife...
Your wife?
Once she gets into a book, you can't get her out.
This is for your wife?
Yes. That's all right, isn't it?
You are responsible.
I always try to be.
For the book.
Oh, yes, I realise, yes. Yes, it's on my ticket, isn't it?
3 weeks. Come back in 3 weeks.
Yes, I will. Thank you, yes. 3 weeks.
Cheerio.
Graham?
Yes, dear?
Graham!
I'm in here, dear, in the kitchen.
Oh, Graham. Graham, I want to have a word with you.
Yes?
About something.
Yes, dear?
Something important. Very important indeed.
Oh, is it about something I should have done?
No, no.
Oh, well, I think I'll have a cup of tea, then. Would you like a cup of tea, dear?
When you brought back that last book from the library, I looked through it.
Yes.
For a text. I looked through it for a text.
Oh, yes.
And you know what, Graham?
What?
I found one. I found another text.
Very odd, isn't it?
It's more than that, Graham. I'm sure it's more than that.
Hmm. Well, perhaps we're taking the books out after somebody else. Somebody else who's a bit funny that way.
What do you mean, funny that way?
Oh, religious. A bit religious.
3 times running?
Hmm, it's a funny coincidence.
Couldn't be a coincidence. You think, Graham, coincidence only works once, doesn't it? I mean, when your second cousin Wilf died of that liver complaint, what's it called?
Hepatitis.
That's it, hippie, in May 77. And then exactly a year later, his wife died of the same complaint. That was coincidence. But if anybody else had died on that side of the family of Hepi, whatever it's called, I mean, people would have said, that's more than coincidence, wouldn't they? Even the doctors would probably have said, that's more than coincidence, wouldn't they? If more than 2 people had died of the one complaint on that side of the family, that would have been more than just a coincidence. Well, don't you think so, Graham?
Well, I don't know, dear.
Well, I know, definitely.
You see, both Wilf's and Jean's sides of their families suffered from livers. Did you know that?
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Livers ran on both sides of their families.
I didn't know that, Graham.
Yes, dear.
Oh. Well, say livers ran on our side of the family as well as their side, so that we were all dying of the same condition at about the same time. Well, that would be more than coincidence now, wouldn't it? If all our sides of the family, in fact, everybody had got livers, that would be more than coincidence. So much more that... Well, you couldn't even use the word coincidence, could you, Graham?
Oh, no. No, I suppose not. But it would be very nasty. I mean, hepatitis is not a very pleasant disease, Myra. Not if you've got it.
Well, I wasn't really thinking so much of the disease, Graham, as the coincidence.
No, no, I follow you, Myra, yes.
But do you follow the point I'm trying to make?
Not quite, no, dear.
I believe we are getting messages from God.
Oh. Oh, yes. In a way, I suppose that's what the texts really are, aren't they?
No, no, you don't understand. I believe that God is talking to me. To us, personally.
Yeah. I'll go make the tea, dear.
Listen to me, Graham, please. Listen to me.
I am, dear.
Do you remember when you had your heart attack, when you were working at Tudor's, the cabinet makers?
Yes, dear.
Well, the night they took you into the intensive care unit at the Memorial Hospital, I had a very strange dream. I thought I was lost in a dark wood, and then I heard a voice, a strange voice, almost like a singing voice in a way, but not quite.
Oh, yes, dear.
And this voice called out to me.
What did it say?
My name. It called my name.
Yes?
Myra. Myra.
What did it say after that?
Well, I can't recall, but... Well, not the exact words, but it was a dream, you see. But it was very strange. I mean, the voice didn't so much speak to me as speak unto me, if you know what I mean. Like in the Bible.
Oh.
God didn't just speak to people in the Bible, Graham, did he? I mean, he spake unto them. Well, I mean, that's what it was like with me.
But the voice only said your name.
Oh, no, a lot more than my name, a lot more. The voice spoke like this. Myra, be not afraid, woman. This is all for a very good idea. You will not know the very good idea now, but later on it will be made clear unto you. Believe me, woman, what I saith unto you is trueth.
How strange.
Yes. And then it finished off by saying something like, smileth and the world smileth with you, or something like that.
Ah.
Well, I do not see it as strange that God should want to talk to us, Graham. We are straightforward people, aren't we?
Yes, dear.
We've lived in the same house for over 12 years, haven't we?
Yes, dear.
We've always paid our rent regularly, haven't we? Got on well with our neighbours, haven't we?
Mrs. Pierce.
Well, nobody in this row got on with Mrs. Pierce, so she ran away with the bus conductor in the end, didn't she?
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was arrears.
Oh, no, not arrears. A bus conductor. Now, we've never had a day's arrears, have we? Never. Not in anything. You could say, as they said in the Bible, that we are without sin.
Without sin? You don't always return your library books on time, Myra.
No. No, I don't, that's true. But we never try to get out of paying the fines, do we?
35p last time.
Well, I don't think God worries about that sort of thing, Graham. Everybody does that sort of thing once in a while. I mean, even a saint will forget to return a library book once in a while. What I'm trying to say is that deep down we are good people, aren't we?
Well, I always thought God liked people best if they went to church regularly each Sunday.
I thought about that, Graham. I know we don't go to church, but you know there's hardly a Sunday I don't watch him singing on the television now, is there?
No, that's true. But I don't know, do I?
You have been in the room when hymns are being sung, haven't you?
True.
And when film stars and the Archbishop of Canterbury have been reading out of the Bible. In other words, Graham, you have been there while religion has been going on all around you.
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, it must have had some effect on you, you know. I'm sure God would have noticed it. Don't you love all things bright and beautiful? All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small.
All right, Myra. But what do you think it is that God wants to talk to us about, then?
Graham, I'm heavy with child.
What do you mean?
I have begat, Graham. I have begat.
You've what?
I'm pregnant.
But since my last attack, we've not...
By God... God has made me heavy with child. I am to bring the Messiah back into the world. Does that surprise you, Graham?
Well, to be quite frank with you, Myra, it does a bit. Yes.
You have heard of the Second Coming, haven't you?
Well, I've heard of it, yes.
Well, God sends Jesus back into the world to redeem it and judge the quick and the dead.
The who and the dead?
The quick and the dead.
Who are the quick?
Well, they're just what God says they are, quick.
Well, why should God want to judge people just because they're quick?
Well, you know as well as I do, Graham, that some people are far too quick, aren't they?
Well, I suppose so, yes, but look here, Myra, I mean, aren't you jumping to conclusions?
I thought you might say that, but, you know, Graham, I could have jumped to conclusions a lot earlier, but I didn't. I waited until I was sure, totally and absolutely sure. And now I am sure, Graham.
You're sure you're pregnant?
Since about the time of that first text, falling out of the book, the one I couldn't get into, you remember? Well, since then, I've missed my menses.
Oh.
And look at me, Graham. Look at my stomach. I mean, what do you see when you look at my stomach?
Your stomach?
Look, well, can't you see? It's bigger. It's swelling.
Yes. Yes, it is slightly swollen up.
Inside my stomach, Graham, rests the little Lord Jesus. Can you understand how happy that makes me feel? How humble it makes me feel, Graham, in the sight of God, that of all women since the world began, he should have chosen just two of us, Mary and me.
Yes, honey.
Here, Graham, just a few minutes ago, I looked out into the street and I watched all the people going this way and that way, and I thought, I love you. Each one of you. And I'm going to give you my own son and God's son, and I'm giving him to you, and he will lighten your darkness and make way the straight the way. He will give you peace that passes all understanding. That's what I felt, Graham, when I looked into the street just a few minutes ago.
Oh, that's very nice, dear. But even if you were pregnant, what makes you so sure of the Father's name?
Read this, dear. Read it. It's the text that came out of the book you brought back this morning.
St. Luke, chapter X. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing shall be born and shall be called Emmanuel. God be with thee.
There's somebody to see you.
A parishioner?
I don't think so. I've never seen him in church, anyway.
Oh, dear. And I was just going off to play golf with Mr. and Mrs. Lowing.
Shall I tell him you've gone to conduct a confirmation class?
No, I'll see him. And I hope it's not a personal problem. Personal problems are usually so time-consuming, you know.
Well, perhaps I could deal with it, Vicar. I always take a great interest in listening to other people's personal problems.
No, I suppose I'd better see him. I'll just keep my fingers crossed.
All right, Vicar. Vicar is very busy today, but he can just spare you a few moments.
Oh, thank you very much.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Vicar. It's very good of you to see me like this, unexpected, so to speak.
Fine.
Yes, indeed. As long as it doesn't rain.
Rain? Do you think it's going to rain?
I think I must tell you straight away, Vicar. I don't go to church.
Oh?
Often. Much.
No, I'm sorry to hear that.
But that doesn't mean to say I don't believe in God. The three in one, if you follow me, Vicar.
Quite. Are you a married man?
Yes.
With children?
No.
Oh, and I was just going to say, we have a lovely children's service every Sunday at 11.
Oh, that's nice for the children.
Adults enjoy it as well, you know.
Do they? I must see if I can get along to one of them with my wife.
By adults, I mean parents.
Yes.
Or rather, parents with their children.
Yes.
Parents and children united as one happy family.
Yes.
In the presence of God.
Yes. Good.
Yeah. How can I help you? Only I am in rather a rush.
Oh.
One of my parishioners is sick, you see. Very sick, as a matter of fact.
No, I'll send him my...
I place great importance on the sick and dying of this parish, you know.
Do you?
Visiting them, I mean.
Oh, well, I shan't keep you long. It's just, a personal problem.
Oh.
A personal problem about a religious matter.
Ah.
If that's all right with you, Vicar.
Of course it is. That's why I'm here, my friend. That's what my work here is all about.
Yes. Well, really, it's quite a simple matter, if you follow me.
Yes? Good.
I just wanted to know if you had any idea about when Jesus was expected back.
Expected back? When Jesus was expected back?
That's right, Vicar.
How do you mean exactly, expected back?
Well, he died, didn't he, Vicar? On a green hill, far away.
I'm afraid he did, yes.
Terrible, really.
It all happened a long time ago, of course.
Oh, yes. Of course it did, yes.
For our sins.
I'm very sorry about that.
Yes, it was a tragic event in human history.
Yes, of course, Vicar.
Tragic yet glorious. You know, we talk of the victory of the cross.
Oh, do we, Vicar?
Yes, we do. The victory of the cross.
Oh, that's all right, then.
He laid down his life that we might live. What time is it? I must be off in a moment.
Oh, sorry. The thing that I really want to know, actually, Vicar, if you can tell me, is when is he coming back?
He's been back.
Has he?
The resurrection. He rose again the third day.
Oh, yes. But after that, he came back once and said that he'd try and come again, if he could, didn't he?
You mean the second coming?
Yes, the second coming.
Ah, now, you've touched on a very interesting theological issue.
Oh, have I?
I can only wish you could have been present when I gave my sermon a few weeks ago at St. Philip's to a packed congregation.
Yes.
I said to them that while many Christians in history... had undoubtedly awaited the physical reappearance of the Messiah, this was not the only way to apprehend the significance of this particular prophecy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Just as Israel had expected a Redeemer who would remove the Roman yoke, so thereafter mankind had expected a Redeemer to appear in royal raiment, to sit upon a throne like a king and judge the world.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You will follow me?
Oh, yes. But when do you think he's likely to come back, Vicar?
I'm afraid you haven't quite followed me, my friend.
Haven't I?
No.
Oh, sorry, I thought I had.
No, I'm afraid not. You see, to put it into very simple lay language, Jesus returns to this world as a spirit.
As a spirit?
As a spirit.
Are you sure, Vicar?
Perfectly.
I must say I find that hard to believe.
Why should you find it hard to believe?
Well, you mean when he comes back in a bottle?
In a bottle? Why should you think that Jesus should return in a bottle?
Well, you said... Oh, yes, I follow you, yes. Like a ghost, you mean?
A Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, if, say, for example, you imagine somebody, say a woman, for example, thought she was going to give birth to the second Jesus, would you, speaking as a vicar, think this was possible? Or would you, speaking as a vicar, think this was not possible?
Before I could answer that, I would first have to remind myself that nothing... absolutely nothing.
No.
Nothing...
No.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, well, I'll be going then.
No, wait a moment. I think I remember. Nothing... What were we talking about?
My wife says she's expecting a baby.
Ah, congratulations. Were you thinking of having the child christened here in the fullness of time?
Actually, I shall be very surprised if she does have one.
Will you?
Well, I mean, she may have one.
Yes?
But I shall be very surprised if she does, under the circumstances. If you know what I mean, Vicar.
Right. Can't say that I do exactly, but the main thing is that whatever it is that's happened has somehow triggered off your interest in the apocalypse.
The what?
The second coming.
Oh, yes, Vicar, yes.
Very refreshing.
Thank you.
I wish the ordinary events of life and death would more frequently turn the hearts of men to the great issues of religious experience. Well, I must be off now, or I'll be late for my sick, desperately sick... parishioner.
I hope I haven't kept you too long, Vicar.
It was a delight talking with you. In this modern world of hustle and bustle, communication is so important, don't you think?
Oh, yes. My wife and I often wish we were nearer the buses.
Yeah, yes. Now, do try and look in on one of our church services one Sunday, won't you? Does your wife share your interest in spiritual matters?
She's eaten up with it, Vicar.
Good, good. You know, I've been vicar here for over 15 years, and would you believe it, last Sunday we had the biggest collection in the offertory since Easter 68. Now, what do you think of that?
Oh, I overlooked. Have you got a collection box?
Oh, that's very gracious of you. Don't feel obliged.
No, but I am obliged, very obliged.
God bless you, God bless you. Mrs. Hackle, where's the offertory box?
Away in a manger. No crib for a bed.
You're getting in a Christmassy mood, dear.
Oh, of course I am. Soon, Graham, the world will have to make room for two Christmas days, won't it?
I suppose it might have to, yes.
Graham?
Yes, dear?
I thought of something else this morning.
Yes?
You were a cabinet maker.
Yes.
Joseph, Mary's husband, was a carpenter, you see? You're both in the same trade.
But, Myra, I'm not a carpenter any longer. I'm on sick benefit. I'm sure Joseph was never on sick benefit. Probably never had a day's illness in his life.
Well, we don't know, do we? For all we know, Joseph may very well have had a heart attack, just as you had heart attack. I think it's more than possible. After all, Joseph had lots of shocks in his life, didn't he? Just as you've had lots of surprises in yours recently.
Yes, dear.
The stars in the bright sky look down where he lay.
Next! Next, patient!
Oh, good evening, Doctor.
Sit down.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Heart still playing you up, is it, Mr.?
No, Doctor, no, not at present.
Oh. Well, what part of your body is playing you up, then?
My wife, Doctor.
Your wife?
Yes.
What's wrong with her?
Well, I thought I'd come and see you about her, Doctor.
Yes, yes. Why couldn't she have come herself?
Well, I don't think she thinks there's anything really the matter with her, Doctor.
Oh? And what do you think is the matter with her?
I don't know, Doctor.
You don't know? She doesn't know?
Well, that's it exactly, Doctor, yes.
I see. Interesting.
Yes, it is, Doctor. Very interesting, in a way.
Been under any strain, have you recently, Mr.?
No, not really, Doctor.
At work?
Strain at work?
Well, I'm no longer working since my heart...
Oh, no. No, of course not, no. Sleeping all right?
Yes.
Bowels?
Pardon?
Your bowels. Are they moving, Mr...
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you, Doctor. They are moving.
Headaches?
No. I haven't had any headaches for a long time. Yeah, touch wood.
What about your hearing?
How do you mean, Doctor?
What's your hearing like?
Oh, I hear everything all right, thank you, Doctor.
Yes. You've no difficulty in hearing me now.
Oh, no, Doctor, no. I never have any trouble with voices.
Fine. You say you have no trouble with voices?
No, thank you.
You hear voices, do you, Mr...
Oh, certainly, yes. Voices, yes. No trouble with voices?
No. Can you hear voices now?
Of course, yes.
Indeed.
Oh, yes. Fine.
Yes.
Yes.
What sort of things do they say when you hear them?
What sort of things do they say?
The voices.
Well, you know, Doctor.
I don't know. No.
Well, what do voices say, Doctor?
That's what I want you to tell me.
Well, I don't quite know what to tell you, Doctor.
Well, don't be ashamed. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, no. I mean, I wouldn't imagine...
I'd just be completely frank. Nothing to shock me, you know.
Oh.
Absolutely nothing.
No. Oh, I suppose not.
Well?
What actually do you want me to tell you, Doctor?
Just tell me, in your own words, what the voices are saying.
Oh.
However horrible...
But I...
Or perverse. Nothing horrible or perverse shocks me, you know. Nothing.
Oh no.
Well, come along now.
I can't quite,
Yes, all right. Just relax. Relax.
Very well, Doctor.
Listen and relax. Relax and listen.
Certainly, Doctor. Yes.
Now, tell me what you heard the voices say.
When?
Just now.
Just now?
That's right.
When neither of us was saying anything?
That's it.
Well, nothing, Doctor.
Nothing? You heard nothing?
I'm afraid not, no.
You didn't hear something you don't want to tell me about, did you?
No, Doctor.
Perhaps something your conscious mind might regard as vile and sexual and disgusting,
No, Doctor. Did you?
Of course I didn't.
Oh, I mean, when I say I hear voices, Doctor, I don't hear them unless somebody speaks. If you follow me.
Don't you?
No. Oh, that is normal, isn't it, Doctor? Normal.
Normal? Oh, yes. Quite normal, yes. I was just exploring one diagnostic possibility, you understand, Mr. Just exploring one diagnostic possibility, which, following exploration, I've ruled out.
Yes, Doctor. My wife, Doctor...
Your wife? Yes. Does she hear voices?
She thinks she's having a baby.
I thought she was past all that sort of nonsense.
I don't think so, Doctor.
How old is she?
41.
Good Lord. Looks older. Don't you think she looks a lot older?
I don't know, Doctor. I've never seen her when she was older than she is now.
Perhaps I'm thinking of the wrong woman. Got a Pott's fracture last summer, involving the fibula, internal malleosis of the tibia, displacement of the talus.
No, I don't think so, Doctor.
Did she have an operation to correct the hallux valgus last October?
No, Doctor, no, she didn't, no.
No, I'm thinking of somebody else, then. Go on.
Well...
Wants a termination, does she? That makes sense, I suppose.
No. That actually is the last thing she wants. You see, Doctor, I've got to explain. I'm rather surprised at what she's told me, in a way.
Yes, are you? Well, you know, married couples quite frequently have babies.
Oh, yes, of course they do, yes. But you see, my wife and I haven't had Concord... Since my illness, Doctor.
Oh, haven't you? Well, then, you don't want a doctor. You want a solicitor. You know, I wish I could remember your wife. She isn't that blonde-haired girl who had a urethral wall threatening prolapse, is she?
No, Doctor, she isn't.
Has she given the putative father's name?
Yes, she has told me.
Brazen hussy.
It's God.
God?
Almighty God.
Good God.
Yes.
Is she serious?
Perfectly.
Is there any history of mental illness on her side of the family?
No, Doctor.
Well, there is now. look here, Mr. Don't you worry yourself too much about all this. I'll nip round at the first possible moment I have, see what's what. If needs be, we'll certify her. Haven't certified anyone for a long time. No, not for a very long time.
She's changed a lot, Doctor, recently.
No doubt.
I mean, she's not behaving mad. As a matter of fact, she's very happy and at peace. I've never seen her like this before. She's completely at peace.
Catatonia. That's a technical term. Catatonic schizophrenia. That sort of quietness is just the quiet before the storm, you know.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you for telling me, Doctor.
With modern drug technology, you know, we'll probably be able to contain it.
Doctor, I wonder if it would be asking too much if you could be as patient with her as you can when you call round. She's a very sensitive woman. I don't want her to get too distressed.
Don't you worry, Mr. Look over there, on the wall, behind you.
Oh, yes.
Diploma in clinical psychology.
Oh, great.
Understanding people is my speciality. I've got the perfect bedside manner, Mr. What is your name?
Oh. Graham, is that you?
Yes, dear.
Oh, where have you been?
Oh, out in the streets, walking.
I'm so glad you're back. How do you feel?
Oh, fine. I'm fine. What about you? Are you all right, Myra?
Oh, yes. I'm just full of joy. It's the only way I can describe it.
Oh, good.
Now, come with me upstairs. I want to show you something.
Oh, yes.
Now, you needn't worry about climbing the stairs anymore, Graham. You see, you're going to be all right. God's going to look after you because he has a purpose for you and he'll see that you live to fulfill it.
Oh, will he?
Trust him. Just trust him, Graham.
All right, dear. What is it?
What?
That you want to show me.
Just wait and see. Oh, Graham, don't you feel happy now with me?
Well, I...
We're both going to have the care of his child. You know, Graham, I never thought we'd have a child, but perhaps that's the reason we didn't. We were waiting for this special time to come about.
Myra, you know, I don't...
Won't it be so strange and so wonderful watching him grow up, the redeemer of the world, here with us, in this little house of ours.
Myra!
Oh, we're nearly at the top. See how well you've done, Graham.
Oh, yes. Myra, say we were mistaken.
I'm not mistaken, Graham. I'm a woman, and I know. You see, I trust in God. I trust him completely. God, Lord God, thank you so very much for what you've done, Lord God. I'll do all I can to fulfill the trust you've placed in me.
Myra!
Ah, here we are then. A spare bedroom.
Oh. You've cleared it up, dear.
This is where we will lay him, the infant Jesus. You can make a manger, can't you, Graham?
Myra, I don't think what you're saying is...
Is going to come to pass.
Yes.
They didn't believe that the first time, did they?
The first time?
In Bethlehem of Judea.
Judea, you mean? Judea.
Judea, yes, I always get that muddled up. Even when I was at school, I got it muddled up. Judea. I must remember that. Judea.
Yes, Judea.
You know, Graham, every night I go out into the back garden and I look up into the sky.
Why is that, dear?
To see if there's a star settled over our house.
You haven't seen one, have you?
Not yet. But it'll come. And so will the wise men and the shepherds. Oh, Graham, you must get some more tea bags when you go down the town, and some biscuits. We'll have to invite them in, you know.
Myra, I want to sit down.
I understand how you feel, Graham. It's so overwhelming, isn't it?
that this should happen to us, of all people, Graham, that this should happen to us.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Just before you came home, Graham, I was crying. Do you know that?
No.
You see, I was wondering what would become of our little child when he grew up and set about doing his father's work in the world. And then, do you know, Graham, suddenly the world frightened me. I've always looked upon the world as a place where you could live and be happy, but then suddenly, at that moment, I saw it as a different place, a cold place, a joyless place, like a sort of a refugee camp, Graham, like an icy desert, a desert of emptiness, Graham. And then I looked out of the window and looked again on the people who passed by, and I saw what people were. I saw what they were really like, living in their warm little bodies, satisfied in their warm little bodies, watching out at other people whose bodies were old or hungry or maimed with sickness, and then thinking to themselves in their warm little bodies, I do not have to worry. I am here in my warm little body. I am safe and secure.
Oh, Myra.
And our child will go out into that world, Graham. Our child will say, love one another. Please, love one another. And then when they hear what he's saying, they'll think, he makes us feel uneasy. He makes us feel we're not living the sort of lives we should be leading. Perhaps we should kill him as we killed him before. Graham, do you think they will murder him? Do you think they will nail him on a cross again?
Let's go downstairs now. Let's go down and see what's on television.
There's 85 pence to pay on this book.
Fiddlesticks.
Oh. It was due back 17 days ago.
I brought it in 3 weeks ago for renewal, didn't I?
Well, I would really rather...
There's no date stamp for 3 weeks. 85 pence.
If it wasn't stamped properly, that wasn't my fault. I brought it in 3 weeks ago for renewal, didn't I?
Please don't include
me. I can only go by the date stamp. 85 pence.
You don't believe me, do you? You don't believe me. Perhaps you don't know I go to church regularly.
85 pence.
Not only do I go to church regular, I work for a vicar.
85 pence.
Have you ever heard of anyone going to church regular and working for a vicar and telling lies as well? Have you? I know you haven't, young lady.
I can only go by the date stamp. 85 pence.
You talk to her, vicar.
I've just seen somebody I know over there. Excuse me for one passing moment, would you? Hello?
85 pence.
I will not pay you one penny piece.
85 pence.
Hello to you.
Oh, hello, Vicar.
We know each other, do we not?
Yes, Vicar.
Yes, I thought your face was familiar.
Yes, thank you.
Walton on the Hill, am I right?
Pardon?
Walton on the Hill.
No, Vicar, actually my name's Graham.
The golf course at Walton on the Hill. We've played a round or two there, haven't we?
I don't think so, Vicar. Actually, I've never played golf.
You haven't?
No.
I could have sworn... Clearly, you must be somebody else.
Perhaps I am, Vicar, yes.
Yes, yes, of course you are. Fellow, I'm thinking I've had a remarkably big handicap.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, name Lowing, that's right, remarkable, quite remarkable.
Was he the man you went to see?
Huh?
When I called to see you, you were about to visit somebody.
Was I? Yes, perhaps I was, I often do, you know. Perhaps so.
I hope his handicap gets better.
Oh, good heavens, don't say that, you'll depress me.
Huh?
Between you and me, I hope his handicap gets worse. A lot worse.
Oh, but surely, Vicar, being a paid Christian, you wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Ah, you don't know me. I can see that. You never followed me around, have you?
Oh, no, I haven't.
No, haven't seen me at it on the green, eh?
No.
Believe me, I'm a sight to behold. Il ne pas pas, or whatever it is the French say. I'm relentless, utterly relentless. Onwards and upwards, what?
Well, I must say, I find this all rather...
Of course, you know, I do have a small handicap myself.
Oh, have you? Doesn't show.
A fairly small one, nothing to boast about.
No, of course not. As a matter of fact, Vicar, I've also got a small handicap.
I thought you said you didn't play golf.
I don't, never have.
Oh.
No.
But you've got a small handicap?
Yes.
Oh.
That's why I'm free during the day.
Ah.
Usually I don't mention it either.
No, quite.
I've come to the library to get a book.
Yes, I can understand that. I'm here for the same reason, matter of fact.
For my wife.
Ah, now I know who you are. You came to the vicarage about your wife. She wanted to be on the flowers rota for the altar. Am I right?
No, Vicar. You remember, she thought she was having God's son.
We could all do with a little more of that, couldn't we? What a terrible weather we've had this month.
No, Vicar. She thought God had planted his seed.
Oh, she likes gardening, does she?
Not a bit.
She doesn't?
No. Never has.
Never has?
No.
Oh.
I do, though.
Ah, what are you growing?
How do you mean?
The seed you mentioned.
Oh, yes, well, you see, she thought the seed would grow.
Of course, naturally.
Into a holy infant.
Yes, is that a variety of rose tree?
What?
A holy infant?
What do you mean, Vicar?
Now, is a holy infant the name of a rose plant?
Well, not as far as I know, Vicar.
What sort of plant is it, then?
I don't know exactly what you mean, Vicar.
You don't know?
No.
Oh.
I can't really follow the point you're getting at, Vicar. I'm not all that well educated.
Aren't you? No. Well, that's what libraries are here for, eh?
Oh, yes, perfectly true, Vicar.
Vicar?
I think I'm wanted.
I've settled matters here at last.
Next time you'll have to pay the fine in full if it's not stamped.
Don't you talk like that to a Christian woman who works for a vicar, young lady.
Well, off I go. Two funerals this afternoon and the beekeeper's club tonight. It's a busy life, or you could say a busy bee life, eh?
Come along, Vicar. I'm not going to stay here all day. This library's getting like Babylon.
Yes, I find life very fulfilling, very fulfilling.
Come along, Vicar.
Coming, Mrs. Hackle, coming.
Yes?
Good afternoon.
Yes?
I'm returning this book.
Yes?
I'd like to take out this one, if I may.
Yes?
Normally, I see your colleague, you know.
Yes?
He doesn't seem to be here today, does he?
No.
This is day off, is it?
No, he's gone.
Gone?
Yes.
Gone for good?
Yes. Mr. Gabriel was only a temporary.
Oh. Where's he gone, then?
I don't know.
Oh.
It was only a relief. A temporary, on relief.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Do you know, was he interested in religion?
Religion?
You know, God and Jesus and that sort of thing.
I don't know. I didn't know anything about Mr. Gabriel. Nobody knew anything about Mr. Gabriel. You see, he was only a temporary. He was only here on relief. Now, are you taking out a book?
Oh, yes, thank you. Yes, this one.
Myra, I'm back from the library.
She's resting.
Oh, hello, Doctor. You were able to call, then?
Yeah, I was on my way back from the hospital. Been visiting one of my patients there. Suffering from pancarditis. In a way, got a very similar condition to your own, Mr.
Oh, indeed.
Yes. Sad, really. I doubt if you'll see the night through.
Oh.
3 o'clock. That's when he'll die. 3 o'clock in the morning. That's when most of them die, you know. 3 o'clock. Give or take a minute or two.
Is that so, Doctor? Why should that be?
None of us are at our best at 3 in the morning, are we?
I suppose not.
You'll probably die at 3 in the morning, Mr. So will your wife.
Oh.
I might as well.
How is my wife, Doctor? Did she wonder why you'd called?
No, of course she didn't. In my experience, the artisan classes never query the arrival of a professional person. You know, that's why I've always preferred working class, underprivileged neighbourhoods. People don't ask too many questions. Now, when you get into middle class and upper middle class areas, you always tend to get a lot of nonsense. Patients there will want to know what you're up to. Keep on asking questions. Why should you do this test and that test? Do you know, some of them even refuse to remove their clothes when you want to make an examination? Unbelievable. And then, after you have made a very careful diagnosis, not infrequently they'll ask for a second opinion. Would you believe it?
Oh.
No, you give me people like yourselves all the time. Unspoiled by too much education. Salt of the earth.
Oh. Well, thank you, Doctor. What did you make of her?
Eh?
My wife.
Ah. Nothing unusual about her condition, medically speaking. She has undoubtedly commenced the change of life. That explains the irregularity of her periods and the fact that she is mentally a bit, off balance at the moment.
Well, she's not pregnant, then?
Good God, no.
But her tummy. Why has her tummy become so swollen?
Not just her belly, you know. Not just her belly that's swollen. She's swollen all over. Have you looked at her recently?
No. No, I haven't.
Fluid retention. That's what it is. Soon clear that up with a few tablets. I've left a prescription.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Well, I must be off now. I'll try and call back in a week. Oh,
thank you, Doctor. It's very kind of you to call like this. I do appreciate it.
Pleasure. And, don't you ever come into my surgery again with a tale like that. You'll get us all certified.
No, Doctor.
Now, you go upstairs and cheer her up. A bit depressed at the moment.
I suppose she would be, yes.
I've left a prescription for the depression as well.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Right. I'm away. Oh, Mr. Do you want a prescription for anything while I'm here?
I don't think so, Doctor. Thank you.
No? Right. Well, I've got one more call to make before I've finished. Next patient's got the Watts-Watkins syndrome.
Oh, yes.
Terminal case. Won't see Christmas.
Sad, Doctor.
Sad. But interesting, you know. Sad, but interesting.
Yes. Is it?
Oh, yes. Of course, you dare not say that. Not to the patient, anyway. No. As a matter of fact, I keep telling him he'll be up and about in no time at all.
That's what you tell him, is it, Doctor?
What else can one say in a case like that?
No.
That's what professionalism usually means. Knowing the truth and telling lies.
Myra. Myra, dear.
Oh, Graham.
Yes, dear. I brought you a cup of tea.
The doctor's been?
Yes, dear.
He must have left just before you got back from the library.
I've seen him, Myra. We had a chat.
Oh.
He says everything's going to be fine. It's nothing. We're back to your old self in no time.
My old self?
Yes, your old self.
I'll be back to my old self.
Yes, dear. If you take his prescriptions.
Graham, I don't want to take his prescriptions to get back to my old self.
Oh.
My old self died when God spoke to me, Graham.
But the medicines will stop you worrying about all that, dear. Just trust the doctor.
Why should I trust the doctor? The doctor doesn't trust me. The doctor doesn't trust God.
No, well, he's a very well-educated man, you see, dear.
I tried to explain to him, Graham, but he wouldn't listen.
Well, doctors don't, do they, dear? I mean, they've got their jobs to do.
You don't think the doctor's right. You don't believe the doctor more than you believe God, do you, Graham?
Now, drink your tea before it gets cold, Myra.
I don't care what he says. I know what I know.
Yes, dear.
Deep in my heart.
Yes, dear. I expect so.
I trust in God. I have complete trust in God.
Yes, dear. Now, look what I've brought you. I think you'll like this book. It's all about a vet. Do you remember last autumn we saw that program on television about a vet?
You brought back another book.
Yes, dear. Well, you asked me to, didn't you?
Thank God. Thank God.
You'll like this one. I know you will.
Did you show it to the doctor?
What, dear?
The message.
What do you mean, Myra?
The text. The biblical text in the book. Did you show it to the doctor?
No, dear.
Oh, you should have, Graham. Then he would have known what we know. That would have convinced him beyond all doubt, wouldn't it? He would have trusted in God then, too.
There was no message this time, Myra.
What do you mean?
There was no text in the book.
In this book?
Yes, dear. Now finish your tea.
There must have been.
No.
Did you check through every page?
Yes.
Nothing there?
No, dear.
Well, it must have fallen out, Graham.
I looked in the library. As soon as I took it off the shelf, I looked.
You're sure?
Absolutely sure, Myra. Oh.
Can God have left no message for me? Can God have left me like this with no message?
Now don't upset yourself, dear.
No. Message.
Try to finish your tea while I nip down to the chemist and get these prescriptions made up.
No message.
I shan't be long, dear. Then we can watch television together, can't we? That'll be nice, dear, won't it? Perhaps there'll be something funny on tonight.
Graham.
Yes, dear?
When you go down the stairs, be